Chandras, good morning and welcome to our studio.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, the 8th edition is coming up on 8th of February to 8th, but what it is, it's marathon, right?
That's right. This is the 8th year that we are hosting the marathon.
International one, yeah?
It is an international one. We do get runners from other countries, especially those who work in multinationals as expats in Bangalore and Chennai. And also people who are traveling to India and they now know about it and come and join.
Yes, I remember a few years back somebody said it's really one of the nicest experiences to run through Auroville. Yeah? How many people you can expect today, this year?
Well, 2,900 people have registered online, mm-hmm. and around Auroville and village and ashram, totally with the students, we'll have about 3,400 participants who are registered, and we have put broad bibs for them. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. Maybe usually about 10-15% don't turn up, even though they register.
But still, that would be about 3,000 people, right?
Yes, there will be about 3,000.
To organize something like that, how many people, volunteers takes? What is the team?
Well, the core team is about 12 to 15 of us. Mm-hmm. And the bulk of the work is on the aid stations, because each aid station requires at least 10 to 12 persons per, and we have 11 aid stations. Mm-hmm. And another bulk of work is marking the road. I mean, there's different areas, and totally we usually have 250 to 300 plus people who volunteer and help out.
The categories are the same as usual? 2, 5, 10?
We start 20. With the full, yeah. Because that is the marathon. Yeah. Marathon is actually the distance of 26.2 miles, which is 42.195 kilometers. Mm-hmm. Then we have the half marathon, which is 21.1. And then we also offer 10K for those who are aspiring runners who are just starting out and they want to, you know, train up to the full.
And children, right?
I beg your pardon?
And also children, most of them.
And well, the children, what we do is, if they are below 11 or 12 years, we don't encourage them for the 10K. But we say, look, we also have a 5-kilometer mm-hmm. run, which is for the children and parents run, kind of. Mm-hmm. So those who are, you know, those who can walk 5 kilometers, anybody can. So those who want to walk and the children run, and those who want to just run a little bit distance, not too much, then they can do 5 mm-hmm. as a starter.
Cool. Is there any difference between the past 2 years? Is there any novelty coming up?
Well, what we have done this year is we're trying to also, now that we are learning from the experience, we are trying to streamline so that the stress on the organizers is not as much, and that we have more of a procedural way, so it becomes easier for because, you know, it is an intense lot of work, so people, and also we all have our other work, so it kind of, you know, so we have added more procedural simplicities. Mm-hmm. And so we don't have that much stress. And also this year we are trying to bring in more doctors and nurses. We have mm-hmm. Partnered with the new medical center in Pondicherry, and we have about 40 personnel in the health. Mm-hmm. Each aid station will have a doctor and two nurses. And
which medical center is that?
It's one in Pondicherry. It's a new hospital. And from last 2 years, they're offering to bring their staff of the medical doctors and nurses. So then that also allows more, you know, safe run, because the whole idea is to have a happy and safe run, injury free. That is the goal of Auroville Marathon. Mm-hmm. It's not about competition. We don't have medals. Yeah. We don't offer any prizes. So when people come, they run for the joy of running. That is our motto, run for the joy of running. So that's the new one. Also, you know, people around the visitor center feel that early morning, there's very loud from last 2 years. So this year, we are trying to see if we can change the mood. Also, I want to try out with a different early morning, try different style of low music, which will just, you know, be more reflective and contemplative. Mm-hmm. And only use the microphone, but in a lower volume, but more so that only geographically it is localized, and to gather them for the start line. So I'm trying out that setup differently also this year. So it is not.
But it's not as fun.
Huh?
It's always fun, as far as I remember. This Marathon Sunday, it's fun. It's going early in the morning, and then even if you leave the house at 6 o'clock, people are already there.
Yeah, it's just some people, you know, feel the announcements and music is too loud, which is fine. We can see if we can work with the. We can work with a different modality of volume control so that it's more spread but low volume. So we cover everybody in that area without having a big one which
booming outside.
Yeah. So that's what we'll try this year.
And another fancy and nice part of it is also the t-shirt and the poster, yeah? So what is the design this year? Who did it?
Vimal last few years has been doing with Auroville Consulting, and Vimal also did this book on Auroville Creative, with his all the different art forms as a coffee book. So
it's
it's a beautiful book, and he's the one who does our logo. Last 2 years we had stopped giving the t-shirts only to volunteers. It was given, but this year again we have brought it back. Then we have stopped the medals. No more medals.
But the t-shirt,
because people appreciate the t-shirt, and also it gets used. Whereas medal, you get once, you wear it, and then it's in the drawer somewhere. It's done for.
No, so that's another change. I think it's a memory. Of course, it's usable. It's memory, but it's also a memory. It's like, yeah, I participated. I know that some people also were trying to get the t-shirts. They even didn't run. Yeah,
that's right. So we also have a certificate for those who participated. So there is an online certificate with the logo and the timing and all this. So that's kind of the memento that they can. I have like 8 or 10 medals, and I never touch them ever again. So after one medal, you're done, right? I mean, how many medals do you want to sit in a drawer?
Yeah, it's a it's completely different.
For a t-shirt, you know, you wear it. Even if you didn't run it, you wear it. You give it to somebody else. You know, they like it. So anyway, that's just.
So how the logo looks like this year? Because I haven't seen it. I haven't seen no announcements. No.
Ah.
You maybe
it's
have it.
It's on the website, but Auroville. Website, we have marathon website, which is auroville.org.in. If this was Auroville TV, which we will have very soon, I can show you the website right now.
We are still working. We are still, we just want to get the world.
Yes, right. So anyway, while my computer comes up, I'll show you the logo if you have other questions. So in terms of new items, we also had a talk with the wasteless team to see how we can streamline our waste management. So we are talking every year to see different places where we can improve our procedures and processes, so that, you know, we have a constant change in our own organizational dynamics.
But I think I've seen somewhere that also the farmers market would be there on Sunday,
yes.
No?
So normally what we do is every year, since beginning, I had offered to have farmers market. Actually, it's not a farmers market. It's actually Auroville Marathon Market, because it's not really offering only the produce. It's actually products and services of Auroville.
So it's also a display of what we are doing here, right?
That's right. So that was my idea, was that because of people coming from multinational, they're coming with a lot of different ideas, different professionals. And this is a showcase where we can show what we are doing. And if there is a potential for a collaboration for outside marketing or sales.
So it's also an opportunity to do the networking.
Yeah, it's an outreach of our capabilities as a industrial and commercial venture. If we want to use that as a platform. That was my goal. My goal was, because my focus always into the socio-economic development for Auroville. That's my goal. And in that respect, if I can offer a platform where people can, interact on different products or services or something possible that they can offer, then it becomes a venue. That's actually the goal of the Auroville Market, Marathon Market.
Well, the fact is that lots of people from outside comes, and they are curious also, is this space?
And they have the capacity to take it to the next level, if there is an
interest. That's another point, yeah.
That's my main point. Because these people are professional. They are they're in the industry, they are in the mainstream, they have access not only to Indian market, but international market, they have exposure to everything. So the platform is there where we have to see if it can develop into something that is useful for different. So let me just show you the logo.
I'm curious,
Yeah, sure.
There are some who are, some logos came out really amazing. Some not so much, but it's like the effort is there, you know.
Yeah, I think this year was really good.
Wow, and it's actually connecting in that is India.
That's right. You notice that, right? In fact, I also know it really is interesting the way
Gandhi is running, you know. Oh, now I imagine that. I've seen the logos. I've seen the font of the letters. I've seen it somewhere, yeah, but not in these colors. Interesting.
Yeah, so there are two. Normally, what we do is we make two versions. One is in color combination. One is for the running, and one for the volunteers. So that differentiates the the two.
But
types.
This one is also easy because it's just two, basically. Okay, three colors. Yeah.
Yeah, three colors.
White, blue, and orange. Yeah.
Yeah, white is the base anyway for the T-shirt, and then you have two color printing. Mm. That's the whole. We try and keep it two color printing. That way, it's easier to.
So Sunday will be full. It's already actually we've seen some people practicing on the road. Some visitors are already here.
As far as
I've seen them.
Okay, you've seen that. Okay.
Not to mention the hour runners.
Yeah. See, in Auroville, the running scene has come. You know, the first year it was only I who ran. very few. They were like Kumar and I offered a training in the first years now we have.
We had also a marathon when our people
participating. Yeah.
We have to maybe remind our community on something to be. I know we're supposed to put the dogs away and stuff. Is there anything else?
That's a good point. I didn't think of the dogs. I did request that people can drive a little bit slow. On the vehicle, so less dust, and also, you know, people don't get start honking, just be more aware of the,
be a little bit more polite.
Just be more, you know, recognizing that there is something happening where people are not aware of how we live, right? And in case, you know, just to be more in tune with the you know, pace of the movement rather than just in their own mindset of just Sunday morning driving. That was one, and that, I mean, other than that, I think it's a Sunday morning, and also since it is, we do have Swaram drummers who play at different points, so they do go around and play a little bit.
They will play on the road?
Last year also they did one or two places.
Uh-huh.
Before they should, we should have them only in Swaram and Sarakon area.
Yeah.
But then they go play a little different somewhere else, then they go somewhere else, play a little more. And also at visitor center, they'll play. Also, now our massage and relax area is increased. On Sunday, we don't, we provide that fully. So, and also we provide breakfast to all the people who participate.
Yeah.
Those who come and the families, friends and Aurovillians who come and just cheer them. So it's like open for everybody, just have a morning breakfast.
The budget, what was the budget for all thing?
So one more thing that we added new this year that we had not done in the previous year was since this venue and the trails and the experience people enjoy is because of Auroville, it's because of Aurovillians and what has been offered. So upfront, we have announced that we will give 12% of our intake directly to the Auroville Central Fund. Normally, we used to give afterward whatever is left over, we would give it. But this year, we said
directly
we are going to give, plus whatever is left over, we will also use. But directly, we added the 12% on top. So the people who participate will offer that. I mean, so it will come. So that was on something new. And so where I was going was, you asked me a question.
No, ask you this question. What was the budget to organize all this?
Yes, the budget. So that's what's coming.
And then
the
next question would be, how much is the entrance? And what's the difference?
Yes, so it is 700 is what this year it was. 650 if you went with a check or a cash. 700 if you paid online because of the bank charges for the transaction. And so we have, right now we are doing the budgets, but with the 2,900 people and all that, it'll be like in some closer to 20 lakhs or so. And our expenses, normally our expenses are matching so far. So
you're not in minus?
No, we are not in minus. Sometime if it is like, three or four years back, I wanted to introduce a new item like the clocks, right? So we designed the clocks.
Mm-hmm.
So that time, you know, you put in some money and that will not come back. I want to also down the road, if I can get some funding put aside to create a whole, design our own timing chip system.
Mm-hmm.
And that would take some budget. And there's no money that is. Like the first year when we started, I just put in the whole funding. We didn't ask anybody, it was given full.
You were never funded from BCC?
No, never.
Never?
Not in any of my project.
You're basically running from year to year, from what is left over?
Yeah, there is nothing left over, we finish it. yeah, so we finish it the year.
So how you put the...
Because we start again next year.
No, I mean, but you have to put something in beforehand, or it's...
Not really.
It comes...
It starts coming in when we need, because, you know, registration starts in October, November. Mm. November 15th is we do, and then December 27th when we close. So our we don't need any other thing before.
Mm-hmm.
It's hardly any. So if at all that I can put in, but that's not the...
It's a really running system, right?
It is a running system. So, you know, every year it starts off in October, November, gears itself up, all the energy gas starts coming together. The run is done in February, the second Sunday.
Yeah.
And then we kind of wind down and then...
Until the
pretty
next
much
one.
Our yeah after within a few days our financial service account comes under and then because you know everything has been paid especially in the last few days, like now it will be like we're just going cut, so it's all getting distributed and in another week
it
will come down to zero and then we'll again
next year Chandrish, I believe that we cover everything and we can still invite especially the members of community to come participate or at least cheer up the runners.
Sure. Even in front of the house, there are 10 aid stations. I have put up the map and the invitation on AuroNet.
Mm-hmm.
So people can look at the map and any aid station near them or even just come to visit a center. I mean, you know, it's all over the community. So anywhere close by, they can go and, you know, just walk up to the aid station and, you know, cheer, give water, whatever.
See you Sunday morning, all 6 right. o'clock, yeah, or 5:30?
5 is the first run. The full marathon
full
is go
marathon
off
at 5 o'clock.
At 5 o'clock with the torchlight.
Mm-hmm.
We have to give them a torchlight because until 6
dark,
o'clock,
yeah.
It's too dark and the trails people may trip. Yeah. So we ask them, please turn on the torchlight.
Mm-hmm.
So in the morning, you'll see if you're there. All the running in the dark, only there are torchlights, you know, coming in, at, you know, especially in a dark area. And so they just run through.
Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye.